Podcast predictions for 2017. It's the Podcast Industry Report, episode 113. Show notes, links, conversation, and more at thepodcastreport.com/113. You don't get anywhere without looking ahead. It's the end of 2016. I'm looking into 2017. Here's what I think is going to happen, and here's what I think you can do about it. I do this every year, not always correct. I'll even chat about what happened last year, but regardless, we all need to look ahead, and that's what this episode of the Podcast Industry Report is about. My name is Paul. I have been in podcasting for over a decade. I have a number of books. I have a number of courses. I have a number of things about podcasting. Right now, the majority of my time is in executive production of some higher-level, big-name podcast. Having a blast doing that. Going to be doing a lot more of that in 2017. This is the Podcast Report, the podcast where I show you, the podcaster, how to reach more with your message, how to profit more from your content. And speaking of that, J.D. Stein, or J.D. Steen, I'm pretty sure it's Stein, but J.D., congrats, you won the contest from a couple of weeks ago. I will be getting in contact with you, and you, if we get the timing right, will be the focus of episode 114. But with that said and done, let's get to this. All right, first, my predictions for 2016. Boy, I did not get all of these right, but let's chat about them one by one. Number one, I predicted the podcasts in Google Play will bring more, no more, than 5% growth in any podcast. Boy, I got that one right. That one was true. The Google Play podcast machine has done basically nothing for any show that I've heard of. It's just not a thing. Android users who wanted to do podcasts in the past, the nerd do-it-yourself types, they're in the podcasting space already. The Google Play, Google Music is just not bringing in anybody new, and we won't expect it to. I've got more about Google there. So I got that one right. Number two, I predicted that 2016 was the year that advertising drops from number one on the monetization list. Boy, I got that wrong. That's still where people are going. And it's there, and it's fun, and it's kind of interesting, because in 2017, I'm going to be spending more with traditional ad inserts and traditional advertising, but it's still not necessarily the best way to do things, but it's still number one on the list. It's still where most people are going, and there we go. I got that one wrong. Number three was a bit of a wild card, but I predicted that I would stream my podcast on Pandora before I record my next predictions piece. Well, I'm recording the predictions piece, so obviously my podcast is not streaming on Pandora. On Pandora, what happened there? Well, I'll tell you, Pandora's streaming serial's been good for Pandora, and looking in deeper, and there's been some rumblings, but it didn't happen in this time. I think you think, the industry thinks it only makes sense for Pandora to pick up podcasting. Music gets more and more expensive. We're going to see some huge shakeouts this year, but it didn't happen. So there it is. The last prediction I made in 2016 was that podcasters were going to start introducing app-based CTAs, app-based call to actions, basically things instead of visit a customer's website or visit my website, it would be download the app. We're seeing some of that. I'm doing that on this show. There are a number of other people doing it. The Libsyn podcast app continues to be a great option for podcasters. So we're seeing that some. I'm going to give myself a 50% there. But 100%, 20% and a 50% isn't necessarily that good. But you want to be honest, you want to be truthful, and those were the predictions for 2016. I only have three predictions for 2017. I think they're key. I think they're important. And I would love your thoughts on these. If you head out to thepodcastreport.com/113, you can tell me what you think of them. You can also reach out at thepodcastreport.com/Facebook or thepodcastreport.com/Twitter if you want to chat. But here we go. Number one, no new podcast consumption models. We've chatted about that a little bit this year. Some people are trying to fix podcasting or make podcasting better or do the things that podcasting couldn't do or that type of thing. Podcasting won a long time ago. And yes, the term might change. I certainly chatted to the term, but downloadable media that you bring to your device, either on demand or in subscription, is winning. And it's not just winning in podcasting, but I chatted about this last week. You know, Netflix just moved to it. Anybody trying to fix podcasting, I think, hopefully learned their lesson this year. We're certainly not going to see anything next year. Podcasting is going to stay strong. It's going to stay good. And I couldn't be more thrilled to be part of the industry. Don't try to fix podcasting. It's not where the money is. It's not where the strength is. It's not where the reaching more with your message is. And it's not where the profiting more from your content is. No new podcast consumption models in 2016, and we're all better for it. Let's chat about prediction number two. This one is vital. I think this one's really, really important. As you know, I do a lot of work with number one podcasts. We launch people to the top of their charts, top of iTunes, do what we can. Going to be having a lot more fun with that. I predict you are going to see this year, or you're going to see next year, you're going to see in 2017, at least one number one show. I'm not talking number one in the category. I'm not talking a top 10, but I think you're going to see at least one number one show, maybe more of them, that have absolutely no traditional ad insertions in them. A podcast that exists for the sake of the podcast. And I think this is going to be important. It'll help pave the way for new models and that type of thing. But I think we'll see this. Now, yes, millions could be made from the insertion, and millions could be made by putting up an ad or a sponsor or that type of thing. But I think we'll see next year at least one number one show with no ad insertions. I personally will predict more, but after my rating this year, I want to give myself a better chance of getting 100% at the end of 2017. So let's do that. My last prediction's a big one. I think it's an important one. I think it's where the industry needs to go. I think it's where we need to see what we need to see in the industry. But the big 2017 prediction, the big number three, is I think we're going to see a new tool set from iTunes in 2017. They've added a couple things. They have added some stuff. They have the Podcast Connect. It's not much, really. It's a place to refresh your feed, but everything else isn't much there. I think we're going to see, I believe, just from rumblings and market forces and this type of thing, that iTunes is going to bring us something new. Whether it's something simple like how many times the subscribe button was clicked or whatnot, I think we're going to see a new tool set, and I think you want to take a look at iTunes. I think you want to stay up to date, follow the right characters on Twitter, monitor what's happening over there. iTunes is beautiful because iTunes is the whole universe. I'm sorry, podcasting is beautiful because podcasting is the whole universe. But I think what's really interesting is that iTunes is still 80% for most, 85%, 90% for some, a little bit less for others. It's a huge chunk of the space, and Apple has made some mistakes this year, has done some things wrong this year, but I think they're realizing it. I think they're coming to it, and I think we're going to see a new tool set from them. Now, the interesting thing is, much to my prediction to last year, I don't think we're going to see anything new from Google. I think the Google podcasting engine is just going to kind of rot on the vine, if you will. It's just not moving any numbers that are important. It's not moving anything that we want to think about. And I don't think Google cares. I think Google cares. Just today, they announced that they're getting rid of the self-driving cars. They're getting some focus. Focus is always good. YouTube is their game. YouTube is obviously a very, very important machine. And heck, you know, they got some work to do there, like a simple streaming app would be nice. Google is not going to focus on podcasting, and we need to go with that. And that's actually good for us as an industry because it helps us realize that we're just not, no magic, no knight in shining armor, no prince is going to, or princess is going to show up and make everything right. We're responsible for that. We can do that ourselves. And we're seeing that happen. People are coming out of nowhere with great gusto and producing some really, really cool things. And we're going to see more of that in the industry. So again, the three predictions. Number one, no new podcast consumption models. Don't fix podcasting. It works. Number two, we're going to see at least one number one show next year with no traditional ad insertions. And then number three, I think we're going to see a new tool set from iTunes, but I don't think we're going to see anything from Google. That could be two predictions, I guess, but it'll work from here. Again, I'd love to hear what you think. thepodcastreport.com/113. Or thepodcastreport.com/pick the favorite social media platform of your choice. So we're heading to the end of the season three, the 2016 episodes. Next week, I'm doing an interview with J.D. Stein, if we can pull it all off. If not, it'll come after that. Then we're going into a bit of a hiatus for the summer, going into a bit of a hiatus for the winter as I retool season four. And I'll tell you, there's going to be some big changes to the show. I got some clarity. I got some vision that we will all learn from, and I'm excited about it. I'll be presenting it to you very, very soon. The links for everything is at thepodcastreport.com/113. I also linked to the 2016 episode, so you can see my predictions there. And we've got the links to all the books and the apps and social media marketing world if you want to come. If you are just getting into podcasting, maybe this look to the future was what got you inspired, do head out to thepodcastreport.com/iTunes. or /Stitcher or /Google so that you can subscribe to this thing. So you can get this coming to your device, your system, when and where and how you want. That's the power of podcasting. Do it because this show will take you in some really, really cool places, but also do it because you need to understand the power of podcasting, and there's no better way to do that than subscribe and do a show. I've already gone over the social stuff. I love interaction. Love to hear your thoughts. But between, well, that's it. I will let you go. We'll chat next week. Have a great holiday season. We'll be back at sometime in January with a season 4 that should shake things up and, I don't know, produce some very, very interesting results. Keep podcasting. Make some noise. Chat with you soon. Bye.